Wisconsin Parade Massacre Suspect Convicted for Impregnating Teen Girl. By John Binder on November 22, 2021. The suspect said to be charged with killing five Americans and injuring 48 others in Waukesha, Wisconsin, during a Christmas parade is also a registered sex offender in the state of Nevada, records reveal. Darrell Lee Brooks Jr., 39, has been arrested and is expected to be charged with five counts of first-degree intentional homicide in Waukesha County after he allegedly plowed through crowds at the city's annual Christmas parade on Sunday evening. So far, five Americans have been confirmed dead and 48 others remain injured. Some of the victims are children, police have confirmed. Records out of Nevada reveal that Brooks has been a Tier 2 registered sex offender since November 1, 2006 when he was convicted of statutory sexual seduction. The conviction indicates that Brooks had sexual intercourse, anal intercourse, or sexual penetration with a 14 or 15-year-old who was at least 4 years younger than him at the time. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office in Nevada confirmed that they have an active warrant out on Brooks for his non-compliance with sex offender laws. According to the sheriff's office, Brooks impregnated a 15-year-old girl and was sentenced to probation. Brooks was subsequently arrested for not complying with sex offender laws in 2016 but skipped out on his bail in the case and did not appear in Nevada criminal court. As Breitbart News reported, Brooks has an extensive criminal history. Weeks ago, for instance, Brooks was arrested in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, for allegedly running over a woman in a gas station parking lot following a fight the two had. Days later, Brooks was allowed to post a $1,000 bail and was released from jail. Brooks's criminal record dates back to 1999, according to police. Then, Brooks was convicted of his first felony for aggravated battery. He was sentenced to 3 years probation. From 2002 to 2020, in addition to the rape conviction, Brooks has been convicted on felony drug charges. Convicted for obstructing an officer. Charged with reckless endangerment. Charged with having a firearm as a felon. Pleaded no contest for allegedly strangling a woman. Pleaded guilty to drug and bail jumping charges. Pleaded guilty to resisting arrest. Pleaded guilty to felony drug charges. The Waukesha County District Attorney's Office expects to officially charge Brooks on Tuesday. With the charges, Brooks will face multiple mandatory life sentences if convicted. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.